Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So you're wearing all black today. I have to say it's kind of hiding the pregnancy because that's strange because lately it's like we're 33 weeks now. Lately, like you've been looking
careful.
lately. You thick though. Like I'm saying, you're large and in charge.
I don't know how I feel about the term thick.
Thick.
I mean, yeah. I love it. I love it. I definitely feel thick right now with two C's.
Right.
But
like, bam, Kool-Aid girl bursting in the walls.
You know, but it's because I know that you mean it as a compliment. Well,
easy.
No, I feel good. I feel great. I do. I feel really good.
It's kind of fun, right? It's better than that in between phase, right?
Yes.
You can wear overalls and you're like, bam.
It's
look at me. I have a baby.
It is infinitely infinitely better than the in between phase. Mm-hmm. Now that I am like, I'm third trimester.
Yeah.
I am fully pregnant.
Very clear.
It's like,
if someone stops you on the bus.
Seat on the bus pregnant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it's just like ba-bam.
Ba-bam.
It's here.
Basketball.
This is a child in my belly.
And we've been able to like feel the baby too.
Mm-hmm.
Like moving around. It's so weird.
I don't know. Maybe I just know what it feels like for baby to move and I'm not like, oh, I'm feeling gassy. Because for all you, new moms out there who maybe, you know, like second trimester or something like that, it feels like gas when your baby is moving. It's not this like glorious, like, you know, twinkly stars.
Wow.
Like, doo-doo-doo, baby's kicking.
I feel so connected to the tiny person growing inside of me.
It feels like you're about to shit yourself.
Oh, God. Really?
I mean, the first couple of times, you're like, what is happening?
What is happening? Going to poop my pants.
Well, poop my pants.
Poop my overalls.
But there's no, like, feeling that you need to poop. It's just the, like, you know when your stomach gurgles when you, like, are having a little bit of gastric distress? It feels like that.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like...
But it's a child.
Your insides are moving around.
Inside of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that,
anywho,
a little transition, everybody.
Welcome to Baby Steps.
Welcome to Baby Steps.
Ariel's 33 weeks pregnant.
This is the episode that you have all been asking for.
Yeah.
I am so excited to present to you 60 minutes of the stuff episode.
That's right.
We are going to talk about
what you need,
what you need, what you don't need,
mm-hmm.
what you need for a newborn, what you need at the hospital.
Like it, love it, gotta have it.
Spoiler alert, it's not much.
But it could be.
But it
if
could
you
be.
Want it to be, it could be. If you
Absolutely.
Have a lot of people that are trying to give you gifts, channel their energy towards the things that you really, really want.
Well, the things that you really, really need.
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 Mm-hmm.
Need and want, they're very different things.
Yeah. Need, want, and that's just excessive.
That's just excessive. But hey, you know what? You're having a baby. Excessive is fine. Mm-hmm. Anywho, 33 weeks.
Yeah, let me... Let me tell you about your baby. And let me tell you what you feel.
33 weeks.
Your baby is as big as a butternut squash.
A butternut
That
squash.
Makes sense because one side is hard and the other side is soft.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
we're seeing some
like
direction to your baby where
yeah, like I definitely have like a butt on this side,
right?
And this is a little bit softer. This is like where the organs are.
The plates of bone in your baby's skull are very flexible.
Mm-hmm.
The soft spot, which will help him get out of there.
which you experienced firsthand.
Yeah.
And we talked about already, I think, but
yeah, the overlapping bones were terrifying. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the stuff episode, we're here.
We're here.
Where
you guys have been
start?
Asking, what do you need?
And you posted some of your favorite products on your Instagram at Ariel M. Fulmer.
Yeah, well, that was specifically because people were asking about when we were talking about gender neutral clothing.
Right, right.
So
this is all about like more newborn stuff.
This is newborn stuff, which sure, we can, what can we post it on Baby Steps? We'll do like a highlight.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we'll talk about the stuff that we have tried. But I there are times that I'm not proud of this, but I'm a collector of things.
Yeah.
I like to try stuff. Yeah. I like to find the best stuff.
You're a bit of a pack rat.
Okay. No, actually, I'm not. I'm the opposite of a pack rat because I give things away.
Right.
I like to have...
You also put it in the storage unit.
Okay. Are we really going to get into the storage unit right
now?
I'm
just saying. You started out as something that you're not proud of, and now you're turning it into like, I'm just so generous, giving everything away.
What I'm trying to get to is I like to find the best things.
Right.
You know, like, and it sometimes takes several tries to find the best things. Right?
Yeah.
People love being friends with me because I give shit away. Uh-huh. And that's what I'm saying is that I'm actually not a pack rat because I don't like to keep things that are not the best.
Right. You're more like a pack otter who's like makes a little house and then a lot of the stuff just goes down the river. My wife, she's got that WAP. And by that, I mean weekly Amazon packages.
That's hilarious. Yes, thank you. That was actually my joke.
That was mm-hmm. You got it from an Instagram account.
I did. I got it.
Yeah, you shared it with me. Anyways,
anywho, we're about to talk about the things that we like and the things that we have that we had for Wes and that we are going to have for the new baby. But the fact is, you need not that much.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff, but like, you actually don't need any of this. All you really need is a way to clean the baby's poop, you know, a diaper system.
You need a diaper system.
You need some sort of car seat so you can take them on adventures.
Or take them home.
Slash, take them home from the hospital.
You need a place for baby to sleep, which could be in your bed, you know.
Right.
The Western recommendations are not to co-sleep, and so bassinets are great, but to each his own. And you need a way to feed the baby. You know, so if you're breastfeeding, maybe you don't need anything. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing formula, then you're going to need bottles. You know. But choose the bottle that works for you. This podcast is not sponsored by these brands.
Right. This is just stuff that we like.
This is stuff that we like.
I will tell you. Hopefully, if one of them sponsors us at a later date, but right now,
yeah, I mean, and
unfiltered editorial reviews.
We also do, you know, we are looking for sponsors of stuff that we like, you know. So
yeah,
so there may be sponsors in the future that are things that we actually like.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Oh man,
that'd be so cool.
Living the dream.
Yeah. Anywho, should we get right into it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay, should we do hospital first or newborn first?
Hospital.
Okay, because that's the closest thing. Okay, so what I did, because you and I, as we talked about in our last episode, we did not have anything at the hospital apart from snacks.
Yeah.
I had to ask the nurse for a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Because I was that underprepared.
So we're going to print out a list of your standard hospital go bag, and we'll tell you what are the most important things on that list and what maybe is just filling up space.
So I found a list on Etsy. You can pay $5 for this list.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
It's behind a paywall?
It's behind a paywall, and yet I can get the list. It's fascinating.
So you pay $5 to receive a printout in the mail?
or to receive the download. I'm not exactly sure how the person behind this works. But anywho, thank you to the person who has made this checklist. This is the hospital bag checklist for a mom and a baby girl. I would like for you to guess whether these things are necessities or not.
Okay.
So here we go. Mom's personal comforts bag. So bag number one. There's more than one bag. There's more than one bag. No, vibrator is not on this list.
I didn't think so. That's, you know, what they say, like personal comfort, like personal massager. Like that's.
I did not think that when I read that, but that that's an interesting insight into your psyche.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mom's personal comforts bag. Makeup.
No, don't need it.
I said sure.
Okay.
You know, you might be taking pictures.
That's true.
Hair accessories.
But like, didn't you just talk about how you had like poop and blood and
okay, like, I'm talking about my ideal hospital bag here.
All right.
Like my ideal hospital bag has toiletries that I would bring to like a hotel.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Like it has a toothbrush.
Personal comfort.
It has my shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
It has a little bit of makeup because, you know, I don't know, maybe I want to do a little photo shoot with my baby.
Yeah, if you get your shower on, you get your makeup on, then the camera comes and you're like, oh, what? Oh, I just
woke up.
I just
because
had
I probably
a baby
did.
Like this.
All right, so hair accessories. Okay, all you actually need is like a hair tie. But definitely bring a hair tie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hairbrush and hair comb. I don't brush my hair anyway. Don't need that. But yes, bring a hairbrush.
God, let me guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. Favorite books and or magazines.
Yes, definitely need favorite books and or magazines.
No, absolutely not. How much time did you have in the hospital
to read a book? We read Lord of the Rings.
On our phone. You don't need to lug magazines to the hospital.
All right.
No, absolutely not. And
that
also,
that one's on coach.
That's a no. You do not need books and magazines.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Are not going to have time.
I don't think I've ever had time to read ever since the baby was born.
That's fair.
I've been working on one book for 3 years.
Oh, that's really too bad. I'm sorry for you.
Mm.
Favorite blanket?
For you?
Yeah.
I don't think you have a favorite blanket, so no.
No. You don't need a blanket. They have blankets at the hospital.
Mm.
Moisturizer.
Ariel, do you need your binky?
No.
Your blankie?
No,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Moisturizer?
Yeah.
Like for your body?
Yeah.
Why not? Sure.
Yeah.
Bring moisturizer for your body.
Yeah.
If you moisturize every day.
You know, it's so dry in this hospital. You got to get it for your
it
hands.
It does actually get dry in the hospital,
get it for
guys.
Your hands.
So I will give Ned that. It does get very dry in the hospital and cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe a blanket. Maybe a blanket.
Maybe a blanket.
But also, it's a hospital. They have blankets.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring your... Mm-hmm. That's just so bulky.
And also,
maybe a light sweater.
Yeah, bring a sweater.
Maybe a...
Bring a sweater.
Something like a collegiate sweater.
For sure, yeah. For
like
dad.
An oversized one with little buttons.
And then the last one on here is toiletries. Obviously, bring your toiletries. That's like the most important thing because you're going to be in the hospital for probably 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, bring a toothbrush, bring your shampoo.
Hospital shampoo
is rough.
Pretty bare bones.
I do not remember there being conditioner. It was like shampoo/body wash.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same stuff that you use to clean your bloody vag.
Right.
Is also the same stuff that you put in your hair.
So graphic.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. That's what the show is.
Okay.
I just wasn't prepared for it.
All right. We got dad's bag.
Ooh, yeah.
Because dad needs a bag too. Okay.
Game Boy, fantasy football magazine.
Okay, stop. I'm going to stop you right there. The first thing
router.
On the list. your own personal router.
Yeah. Hotspot.
I'm actually loving this list.
What's
right
dad's
now
bag?
Because the first thing.
Grilling tools.
No, the first thing on the list for dad's bag is snacks for mom.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Check.
I was reading somewhere that there was one person who did not think that snacks were important. Snacks are important.
They're incorrect.
They.
I don't
need
mean to be rude on the podcast, but they can fuck off. Telling me
snacks.
That snacks are not important.
Like, yeah, you can go down to the like cafeteria, but half the time the cafeteria is closed. Mm-hmm. Because you're up like basically for 24 hours.
Cafeteria's not open at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, cafeteria's not
3
open at 3
a.m. snacks.
Bring your snacks. And the second thing on the list is drinks for mom.
Dad bag, really more of a mom bag. Just happens to be the one that dad carries.
You do not need to bring water bottles. I mean, yeah, bring your own water bottle to like refill.
Yeah.
Or whatever, but like.
What about bring some Gatorade?
You can bring some Gatorade.
Replenish, rehydrate, refuel.
I do remember our doula got you Gatorade when I was in labor.
Yeah.
And that was like the best thing
Chug
ever.
That shit.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. Okay. Two complete changes of clothes for yourself. Wait, how come this wasn't in mom's bag? You need the basics, all right? But the hospital provides most of the things as we have experienced.
Yeah.
You know, like one of the things that I am bringing this time is my own postpartum underwear.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're not going to use the standard issue mesh panties?
No, I would like to try some of the options out there. And actually, Ned, I brought two options today that I would like for you to try for me.
Oh, well, that was a plot twist. Okay.
You thought I was going to try them?
No, I wasn't sure what we were going to do. I will try on the mesh icy panties.
They're actually basically just adult diapers.
Wow.
Yeah. So one
so that
them,
you don't pee-pee yourself.
Well, no, you will pee-pee yourself.
You will pee-pee yourself.
But this is so that you don't get it everywhere.
Sounds great.
Yeah?
Let's check
it
out.
Okay, so I have two options here.
I'll just take my pants off in preparation.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, option number one. These are kind of like the standard issue.
I think I need to take my shoes off.
You probably do need to take your shoes off. These are like the standard issue adult diapers here.
Yeah.
Okay, these are...
Is there supposed to be ice in these panties?
Well, okay, so what they do is they give you an ice pack, like a maxi pad ice pack after labor, and you place it inside the mesh panties.
Rachel, can we see if we have a bag of peas in the freezer?
Oh, boy. Okay,
is
so
that
these,
a popsicle in your panties, or you just have it sit me?
These are the medium size poise from Depends.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, okay. So they have a like a maxi pad inside.
Wow.
Which you can actually, I have heard that some moms wet this and freeze it.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
just for that fast acting relief.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, let's
all right.
do it.
Option number one.
Here we go. I'm going to stand up now.
And these already, I can tell, are far superior to the mesh panties that they give you at the hospital.
These are nice.
Those are nice.
These are smooth.
A popsicle.
Oh, we have a popsicle.
I don't think we actually need the popsicle.
Put it on my dick. Oh, that's cold. It's cold.
Those actually look really nice. Those look comfy.
They are comfy.
They come up nice and high.
The waistband is nice and flexible.
I like that they're not
it's
white.
It's stylish, you know.
And
it's like,
they cover your bottom. That's something that I definitely didn't have the first go around.
Full coverage on the bottom.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
I know, the popsicles.
It's making my balls very cold. It's icy. Ice on my balls.
Okay.
It's kind of pleasant, though. It's like a nice, gentle, soothing, cool.
That's great. I'm really excited for
you. I think I'm about to get mango, though, on my grundle.
Well, you can take that out right now because it's not actually required. Okay. Now these...
Is anyone interested?
Ew. These actually... So those in particularly are not special postpartum underwear. Those are just... That's just an adult diaper for women. But these are from Frida Baby.
Wait, so that wasn't anything special about pregnancy? You just have to try on an adult diaper?
Basically, yeah. But these, I mean, that's what many women use. These are from Frida Baby, and these are specifically postpartum underwear.
Mm, high-waisted.
And they're high-waisted because you can wear them after a C-section.
Oh, wow.
So these are made specifically for postpartum.
All right, let's try it out.
And they do not have a pad inside. You have to put your own in.
Well, that already is losing points.
I don't know. I mean, you know, the stretch on these is really nice. And I think the high-waisted is going to be really nice, too.
I kind of feel like it's a glorified paper towel.
A little bit.
It's nice. You know, I feel like the best thing about this is you could really fit like a tall boy ice pack.
Oh,
you know,
inside.
You could fit like a big old ice pack in here.
Sure. Because
it
don't
is
think
infinitely
you could do that with
stretchy.
The other one? Yeah,
well,
because
there's
really
already
stretchy.
Some padding in the other one. But then again, if my ice pack doesn't already have padding, it's pretty good. I think I prefer the first one.
So you do actually change the pad a fair amount. And so, I mean, you would have to change the whole underwear with the Depends, whereas with this one you could continue wearing it and then just change the ice.
I feel like I could wear these for 4 days straight.
Well, they do come in a pack of like 12.
Don't need them. I mean, like, it's just like if I'm changing out the pad, like, these are just,
I know, they're stretchy,
they're big, they're stretchy. let's get a close-up on the popsicle.
Taking them. Okay, all right. That's enough popsicle. They do actually call frozen maxi pads, they call them popsicles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've heard that before. I've heard like fondly called popsicles.
I'm just going to eat it.
All
right. Look, it's in a plastic wrapper. No one else is going to eat it.
That's
it's
fair.
Melting.
You, it would be wasted if you didn't eat it.
It's delicious.
Okay.
Incredible. Perfect texture. Nice mango.
It's a little melty
because it was next to my body.
Are you really enjoying wearing those undies?
Yeah, they're soft.
Yeah.
They're comfortable.
So are those growing on you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you were to...
I think I'll finish out the pod like this.
If you were to throw your hat in the ring of the adult diaper versus the special postpartum panties.
Mm. Well, what's the price though?
Mm.
I mean, am I getting the freaking lady tax over here?
Well, on both. Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
it's not like one or the other.
Mm.
No, the Depends are probably cheaper. Definitely cheaper. But it's not, you know, it's not crazy.
You know.
A pack of each of them is probably like the Frida. I don't know. Can we look at
this
up?
Level?
It's probably like
this level of quality is priceless. Plus, you can reuse the ice packs.
Exactly. You could get ice packs from the hospital, put them in there. Anywho, so things you need to bring to the hospital. For me, I think toiletries definitely include like some of those things that make you feel good. You know, you're going to feel a little bit gross because you just went through labor and you're going to want to take that first shower. It's going to be glorious. So bring something that smells good. But you also, you know, you're going to be in a hospital and you have a newborn. So don't bring like the super perfumey moisturizers and things like that. You know, you're not really going to have, it's not going to be a spa experience.
Yeah.
You're in a hospital.
It's glorious by contrast.
Yes. And I keep saying that you're in a hospital. That was our experience. That's not everybody's experience, obviously.
That's true. Yeah.
You could have a spa experience at home.
You might be giving birth at home.
You might be giving birth at home. In which case, you don't need a hospital pack. You got all your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this is particularly for the hospital. It is not a spa experience in the hospital. The lights are almost always on. It's like, you know, you're not... You don't need the candles. You don't need this and that. I say pack as lightly as possible. Seriously, you know,
They may not even let you light a candle.
No, I doubt they'd even let you light a candle. But you're going to be there maybe 3 to 5 days if everything goes smoothly. So, you know, bring a change of clothes. You're probably going to be in your gown most of the time. And like I said, I think I'm going to get, I got myself a more comfortable gown that like opens up in the back and stuff. Because the ones that they have been washed a thousand times with bleach, and you know, they're not the most comfortable thing in the world, but, and you're going to be sleeping a lot. So, you know, get comfy. But I don't think that you need like your comforter, your pillow, you know, bring a special pillow if you have like neck issues or something like that. But really what you need, toiletries, you need something to wear home.
Yeah.
Maybe slippers or like, you know, shower slippers, shoes, something to wear if you need to walk around the hospital. We had to go to all these different like offices to get the name stuff, you know, the birth certificate and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, there's some times where you're just walking around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're there for a couple of days, two, three,
yeah,
maybe more.
You don't need to bring diapers for the baby because they have those there.
Mm-hmm.
There was one story on in the emails where like a mom brought only wanted to use cloth diapers. But, you know, when she went to go like put the cloth diaper on her newborn child, it was enormous and like would not hold anything. And so, you know, so she just reverted back to the, you know, regular diapers that they have there. And bring something for baby to come home in.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's
like,
right.
They do have clothes at the hospital. We use the clothes at the hospital and the swaddles at the hospital. But I think this go around, we
and
will
the little
probably.
Hats.
And like, and then they have the little hats. Yeah, they're like both blue and pink. And like, there are some hospitals that like tie them in a bow for girls and stuff, which I do find precious in the pictures. We did not have that. We just had a hat. So bring, you know, get something to bring home, bring the baby home in, you know, bring something cute, bring something warm. And I think I'll bring our own swaddles this time just because I can. And they're not that big to like take. And then what do you need, Dad?
What does Dad need? Same thing, you know, change of clothes, toiletries.
Yeah.
It's definitely some snacks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're not going to have a ton of time to read or whatever. You're not going to have, you don't need to bring anything to entertain yourself. Yeah, I think we talked about like how we were certainly not going to film the birth
after
we saw like other YouTubers live streaming their birth. Like, whoa,
yeah.
That's great for them, but not something that we wanted to do.
I remember seeing like a couple of random photos that my dad took on a film camera of my birth.
Whoa.
You know, like of my head crowning and all this kind of stuff, which you could just imagine like a dad being like, click, 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 click. You know,
can we go back to that spot?
I was horrified.
We're losing light.
By the photos. So I guess in a way I don't really want that.
I don't think, I mean, if you want to, sure, but I, having seen the baby crowning once,
you don't need it on film.
I don't think you need it captured. But then again, it's a miraculous, beautiful thing.
It is.
It's quite graphic.
We also, in addition to our snacks, brought a bouncy ball.
Yeah, that. Check that off your list, because
if you own
y'all
a
gonna
bouncy
need a bouncy ball,
ball. They are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I believe that some hospitals have them. Check to see if your hospital will provide you with a bouncy ball.
Yeah.
Also very bulky to transport.
We missed our tour of the birthing suites.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty critical. Like, see if you can do that before you give birth, because
then you'll know.
Yeah, you know where things are,
have.
You know what they have, what it's going
to
look like. It's
where
just
to park,
nice to be prepared.
And then, of course, you know, bring all of your important information. Bring your insurance information, bring your driver's license, passports,
yeah,
you know, that sort of thing. Whatever you need.
It is like an official thing. You're creating a person.
Yeah. They, you know, in order to like be given a birth certificate,
yeah,
you kind of need, like, they need your documentation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say comfy socks.
Yep.
And a birthing plan. It does not need to be printed out. It can be in your head.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that your team knows what your plan is.
Right. It's nice to have an idea of what your dream scenario is so that people can help accommodate that.
Yeah.
You know, it may not happen, and you have to be aware that, you know, it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
But, you know, if everyone is on the same page, there won't be as many surprises of like, all right, now we're going to do this to you. And you're like, wait, but I don't want that.
Not on my list. Yeah. And your car seat. Don't forget the ding dang car seat.
Yeah. Just you put it
you're in not going to need it on the way there, but you're going to need it on the way back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plan out what car you're going to use.
Yeah.
Get the car seat in there. Figure out how it works. It takes a good, like, 40 minutes to figure out what where the little clicks are and the straps.
Oh, man. And there's like a leveler and all sorts of different things.
Yeah. Now we're pros. Now we're just like flip, flap, boom.
Yeah. Well, with the infant car seats, I highly recommend, as you know, here we go into the recommendations. I highly recommend the ones that have a base that you leave in your car.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the base. We got an extra base for your car.
Right.
And you have one car seat that just clicks in and clicks out.
And it can often click into a stroller.
Yes.
So boom, got the baby in the car, click it out, click it onto the stroller.
If you get the travel
maybe you're
system.
Switching cars
because
you're trying to, you know, throw people off your tail. Click it into the new car.
So actually, this, why don't we just transition here into the newborn essentials.
You know,
now Ned's sitting over there.
I'm
in
still
his...
wearing the postpartum underwear. It's quite comfy.
Yeah.
It's kind of flexible.
Good. I'm glad they're so comfy because those are probably the ones that I will be wearing.
Oh, should I take them off and
No. I bought a pack of eight. So
okay,
I think I'll manage just fine. Let's get into the newborn essentials. We're talking about car seats. We really love the Upa Baby Vista stroller.
Yeah.
Right? And
that thing's a tank.
That thing is a tank. Mm. It can hold two kids. We actually did this because we had a nanny share and so our nanny would push around the two kids in our stroller.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you can get like it's called a rumble seat.
Yeah.
And we'll probably do the same thing with Wes and the new baby. We'll do the bassinet with the rumble seat in the front. I mean, this thing, seriously, I swear it's got like a warranty that like, I remember one friend who has the exact same stroller, the wheel got like cracked or something like that. And they just sent her an entirely new stroller.
Yeah. It's more expensive, but I think it's worth it for the quality. Because if, you know, if it like the stroller will go through some shit.
Yes. You will
and
use
if you
the stroller.
Can get replacement parts for free.
Yeah. For sure.
Might be worth it rather than buying a whole new stroller.
And so with this stroller, it comes with the bassinet. So you have the newborn option. There are some strollers where you can buy a bassinet to put on, but you can't. Many people don't know. I didn't know that you can't immediately put a newborn into a stroller. You have to have the bassinet attachment because they can't hold up their head. Mm. So you have to lay them down in this little bassinet attachment first, which makes it look more like a pram than a stroller. We fully committed to Upa Baby and got the Mesa car seat, that has the attachments that you attach into your car. So you strap that thing in and then it just clicks in. So the car seat clicks into the car and it also clicks into the stroller, which is amazing when you have a newborn because you're sleeping all the time anyway. And so you just leave them in the car seat.
You don't want to take them out of the car seat because you don't want to disturb them.
Exactly. Exactly.
That was clutch.
That was clutch. That was probably one of the honestly, I might be wrong, but I think that was single-handedly the biggest purchase
was
that whole travel system.
Yeah.
Was the stroller, the car seat, the base,
But I think it was one of the most valuable ones. I mean, we still are using it now 3 years later.
Oh, yeah. And
We probably will continue to use it for the next 3 years.
Yeah. And probably then give it away to someone. I mean, this thing is like, it's going to last a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great stroller. A great, great stroller. I mean, there are other So there's another option. There's like the cheaper option in the Up a Baby family, which is the cruise, and you can, you know, you can do that too. It doesn't come with a bassinet, so you have to buy that separately. But that's just as good a stroller. It's slightly smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so stroller. Get yourself a stroller and a car seat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me look at my list here. What would you put at the very top of your list?
Aside from the stroller, I think bottles.
Bottles?
Getting a bunch of bottles and a bottle cleaning system. I mean, we cycled through bottles so much.
Uh-huh.
That's what's top of my list, yeah.
Yeah, interesting that you say bottles. Some people don't even buy bottles
and
if
bottles,
they're
baby.
Like if you're breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
Some people don't even use bottles.
You
we did.
Bottles on your chest.
We did because I started pumping early in the hospital, I just continued to pump. And Wes didn't actually have a great latch after he was in the NICU for a while. And so he like kind of, he was sort of 50-50 on breastfeeding and bottle feeding. And so we would just bottle feed him pumped milk.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast. And this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
And you loved that. That was great because you got to feed him all the time.
I got to be part of the process.
Yeah. Actually, that brings me to one of the things that I believe that you do not need is a bottle sanitizer.
Oh, that's true. We had the bottle sanitizer in the beginning, and then it's like, it's one of those like, over time, we just started using it less and less.
Well, you wash the bottles.
Start putting it in the dishwasher.
You can put the bottles in the dishwasher. Hot water sanitizes them. It's like you don't actually need a sanitizer to sanitize your bottles. You don't need an extra piece of equipment to sanitize your bottles. You can put them in the dishwasher, or you can put them, or you can like sanitize them yourself.
I think the thing is maybe like you technically should or something.
Well, you can put them in boiling water. I mean, there are so many other options than getting like an enormous piece of equipment. Similar to the diaper warmer. Or the wipes warmer, which I feel like is like a joke.
Do we have one of those?
No, because it's like a joke in the community of parents because you don't need to have warm wipes.
Yeah, when you're wiping baby's booty, it's like there's chaos happening. What you want to have is easy access.
Just as many wipes as you can possibly get.
Wipes that like very nicely like pop up in the little wipes like dispenser. So you want to be like grab, 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 grab. There's nothing worse than when the wipes go under the little lip of the thing
and you can't get them out.
Screaming baby, there's poop everywhere, and you're having to reset the wipes container to try and scrape at the wipes to make sure you get. And then you accidentally scrape like seven off at once, and you're like, whatever, it's fine. And you're just like wiping them with seven wipes. Chaos.
Speaking of wipes, we started out with the water wipes, which I like very much.
99.9% water. Great idea in theory, Deborah, but in practice, gets poop everywhere.
Not having the breastfed poops anymore.
Not powerful enough.
they turned out to not be enough. And so then we switched to the Honest Wipes, which was actually a recommendation from our first nanny who she came to me with the water wipes packet and was like, can we please get different wipes? Because these are not good enough for poop. Mm. And I was like, yes, we can. We can absolutely do that. And so we got the Honest Wipes, which have a little bit of texture and they are great to this day. Can confirm they take care of poop. Yep. Clean bottom club over here. I am a huge proponent of the bottle warmer. We use that thing 10 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
You can warm your bottles in hot water.
No, it's having a bottle warmer.
But a bottle warmer was great because you set it and forget it.
I would have liked a bottle warmer that was like even more fancy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That the number of times where you had, there's like a little chart, a little printout chart that you had to like.
It's like, is it 4 ounces, 6 ounces, 8 ounces?
Like formula do I have? Milk do I have? And then how much time am I going to let it sit for? It's like, it would be like a minute and 20 seconds. And you just had to know that. Or you had to consult the chart. A couple times I messed it up, had a really hot bottle of milk.
And then what are you going to do with it? You can't feed it to the baby when it's super hot.
Bad news. Yeah.
You just have to wait. And
maybe
at that
there's
point,
some sort of like a automatic weighing system.
Yeah, maybe. And at some point you like, if you overheat it too much. Okay, so for those of you out there who don't know this, you can't put breast milk or formula in the microwave. That was a revelation to me. I was like, you can't microwave milk?
Yeah, honestly, I had forgotten that until just now.
Yeah. You have to heat it slowly, either put it in like a bowl or a mug of warm of hot water.
Why is that?
Or you use the bottle warmer because of the proteins.
The proteins break down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we used Dr. Brown's bottles for no reason other than that was the one that I saw at Target. And we liked them a lot. They did not cause us any problems, but this go round, I am going to try to use the Komotomo bottles, which Rachel really liked, because they have fewer parts.
Oh.
And when you are washing bottles.
Oh, that would be nice.
When you are washing 10 bottles a day.
A lot of O-rings that I had
there's
to
a
wash.
Lot of, there's a lot of O-rings. They're like in the Dr. Brown's bottles, you have the little insert piece. And so with any bottle, there's the different pieces. There's the bottle part. There's the nipple part, and then there's the ring that goes over it, right? So that's the simplest bottle. Somehow we ended up with the most complicated bottle.
Yeah.
With like, what you had to have the insert that goes inside, and then the ring that goes on top, and it's all, you know, they all need
like
different brushes
different
to wash
pieces.
Them and things. Yes. So this time we're gonna. I did love the Dr. Brown's bottles. They did wonderful things for us. We had the plastic ones at first, and then switched to the glass.
I did like the glass.
Yeah, the glass ones were nice.
That was very nice.
Yeah. That was another recommendation from our first nanny because, you know, she was like, I keep heating up these plastic bottles. Is that a problem? You know, do we need to switch to glass? And I was like, I'm a first time mom. It's a problem now. We're getting glass. So I think we're going to try the Komotomo bottles this time. But I mean, bottles are bottles. I remember we took a trip to New York and like I left Wes's bottle on the plane or something like that. And so we had to run out to a bodega and get him a bottle. And these are like the, you know, I don't know. It was like some pink bottle and all yeah, it was like a plastic bottle with a nipple on
normal,
top.
Yeah.
He
standard.
Did fine. It's bottles are bottles.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this is the stuff episode.
When you're nesting.
So we're talking about what's the best
you're
here.
You're getting specific.
Let's see. You need a place for baby to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So recommendation is the baby sleeps in your room.
Right.
For 6 months. Mm-hmm. I know that's a long time. And, you know, I think we switched Wes to his crib at about 5 months. You know, because it just, he was ready. But we had him in a cradle.
Mm-hmm.
We had him in the vintage cradle for a little while when we first started.
Next to the bed.
We had a pack and play with the like bassinet insert for a while. I mean, we had all sorts of different things for him. But I think the best option is just a bedside bassinet. You know, this time we got a really cute Moses basket, which I'm very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I am nesting and because I like stuff, we have the most adorable Moses basket, which is which is basically just the upgraded version of the
right
of the stroller bassinet.
Yeah. It's the exact same thing, but
it's
this one,
same concept.
It's different.
It's
because
pretty.
It's woven. It's pretty.
Yes.
Necessary.
And we borrowed the rocking stand from our producer Rachel, who is the proud owner of two of them. Mm. Because Rachel, I'm constantly astounded by how she was actually able to like get all the cute stuff the first go around.
Mm.
How that's possible baffles me. I did not even know that Moses baskets existed until after I had a child, but they are precious and just very cute. So you need a place for baby to sleep.
And Wes, although he's far too big for it, loves crawling in and just asking me to swing him around the
house. That's true. By the time that the new baby actually comes, we are no longer going to have a functional Moses basket.
No. More of a Moses bag.
With like the bottom popped out. But I, for those of you who are just looking for something that is easy, I highly recommend the pack and play. The pack and play with the bassinet insert is one of the like most useful pieces of baby equipment that you will ever buy, because you get that pack and play, you use it for the first 6 months in your bedroom as a bassinet, and then you put it away in the closet somewhere and it turns into like a travel bed for 2 years. That thing's great.
Yeah.
So great.
My friends call it baby jail.
It is like baby jail.
But it's like, it's a safe spot where the baby will be okay.
Yes.
They're not going to crawl away and like pull something on themselves. So
right,
if you need
exactly.
to go make a poo-poo.
Yes. That's why it's called a pack and play, because mm-hmm. you can also put baby in there to play. You can put baby in there to sleep, but you can also put baby in there with a couple toys and they can play. Some of them have like a side zipper. They're great. Pack and play. I'm pretty sure we own like five of them at this point, because when we would like travel, if we were going to my parents' place and I didn't want to bring it with us,
mm-hmm.
then I would just buy one on Amazon and send it to my parents.
You're like, oh, well, we'll use it.
We'll use it. Yeah, we'll use it. So now we just have one at various like homes of friends and family. Or you like give them away to the person that you were staying with. Like, you're going to need this eventually. Yeah, so place your baby to sleep. So there's options actually for the onesies. There's the kimono onesies, which you lay out and then you kind of fold over.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the over your head onesies, which I did not realize that kimono onesies existed the first go around. But they're actually very comfortable for baby, because you don't have to lift up their heads, which they cannot hold up, and pull the onesies over. And I didn't really understand why they had straps like overlapping areas on the side. Turns out that's so that you can pull it off from their head.
So you can just grab it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Fascinating,
they're adult handholds.
Yeah. I had no idea. We were like pulling it off from the top and putting it back on the top. This time, I think I'm going to do the kimono onesies,
mm-hmm.
because... It's
those
also
more easy, just snap, snap.
Because you just open it up. And it's also a little bit more comfortable on their belly buttons when they still have the umbilical cord attached.
Mm.
Yeah.
So Colored Organics, that's the brand you like there.
I do. Yeah, I like Colored Organics. And like Primary has some really good options. I got a bunch from H&M. You can get the packs from H&M, and they have really soft ones.
Mm.
Softness is probably the number one thing, because baby skin is so... so soft, and you don't want to put anything scratchy on this soft skin.
God, tiny.
Yeah, so, and swaddles. Baby monitor.
I'm going to have a baby so soon.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's just going to be so soft.
So tiny.
And
little hats.
He's going to wear a bonnet and soft little kimono onesies. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
Too much. Get some baby formula, just in case. Fed is best. Even if you want to be only breastfeeding, sometimes that doesn't happen and you need to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
So just grab a couple bottles of newborn formula and just have it, because you don't want to have a crying baby because they can't latch or because you can't produce. You just feed the baby
Yeah.
And get him happy and then figure out what you need to do to get yourself breastfeeding again.
Get yourself a parachute ripcord.
We are running out of time and I still have stuff to talk about.
Well, we can talk about it next week.
Okay.
That is still not pregnant.
If I haven't had the baby by then.
Well, thank you all for listening to another episode of Baby Steps. Be sure to subscribe, raise 5 stars. You can email babystepsadvice@gmail.com if you want some advice. And we kind of rushed through the end. Maybe we'll pick it up in another episode. But it's happening. 33 weeks on to 34. We'll see you next Sunday morning.